Who said I had to stick around for the scary part? I mean, what kind of dunce would hang around to be screeched at and possibly amputated from the face of the earth? Why couldn't I just vanish? Drover did it all the time, so why not me? Yes, by George, there's a time to stand your ground and take your medicine, and there's a time to leave the medicine for the dogs who are too sick to run. Me? I could run, fellers, and that's just what I did. I whirled around, threw all engines into turbo 5, sprayed sand with all 4 feet, and went streaking away on a course that would take me straight to the feed barn. Remember the feed barn? It was a small structure made of cedar posts, old lumber, and roofing tin, located at the west end of the corrals. The cowboys used it for storing horse feed and bales of alfalfa hay. I often used it as a hiding place when Sally Mae got mad at me. It's hard to believe that a ranch wife would ever get mad at her very own head of ranch security, but she did. And fairly often, too. The feed barn was a great place to hide because, if you'll recall, the door into the barn was warped at the bottom, just enough so that a desperate dog could wiggle and squeeze himself inside. And that's just what I did. Swiggled and wheezed myself through the crack and took refuge behind a stack of hay bales. There I spent an incredibly boring 4 hours, snapping at flies and listening to every sound and noise from the world outside. Here's a recap of what I heard. It took the cowboys about 45 minutes to make another sweep of the pasture, and they finally succeeded in pinning the cattle in the corral. It saddens me to report that the cattle entered the corrals through the gopher-trapped gate. I peeked out the door to confirm this because, I fully expected to see the first 10 cows plunge into a bottomless tunnel. They didn't even stumble, which really burned me up. And it even suggested that maybe I had overestimated the danger of... They got lucky. What else can you say? On another day, that same bunch of cattle might have... Let's talk about something else. There isn't a dog alive who enjoys admitting that he was wrong, and I enjoy it even less than most. In fact, I hate it. The point is that after all their yelling and screeching about me standing in the gate, the cowboys pinned the herd and started branding. With 2 cowboys using their ropes to heel and drag the calves to the branding fire, they finished the work in about 3 hours. Sometime around 11:30, I heard the neighbors saying goodbye and loading their horses into the trailers. As the hum of the pickups faded into the distance, I crept out from behind the haystack and slithered myself through the crack in the door. Slim and Loper would be in a better mood now that the work was done, so it seemed a good time for me to, patch up old relationships. Relationships that had been bruised and damaged by recent events. For sure, I would have to look sad and sorry, very sorry, for whatever small part I had played in the tragedy. They had unsaddled their horses and were standing just outside the saddle shed. As I walked toward them, looking very sad and sorry, I overheard their conversation. Slim: "If you'd tied him up, it never would have happened." Loper:
"Hindsight's 20/20, and yours may be even better than that."
"Well, I could have told you. Give a dingbat a chance to prove that he's a dingbat, and he'll do it every time."
"If you're so smart, why didn't you say something about it?"
Slim hitched up his jeans. "Loper, you take suggestions about as well as a rock. Besides, you're the boss around here. I ain't paid for thinking."
"Huh, good thing too."
Loper scowled up at the sky.